Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ad Mea Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
The following shir has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
As Hagdom at the Masechta Yuma, or Yoima as it's called in other places, let's focus on the fact that the name of the Masechta is Yoima. Yoima means day. Obviously there are many days. Yet we call this Masechta Yuma because it tells us about a specific day. Clearly it's a Yoima Miyuchod, something which is singled out from the rest of the days of the year. We refer to it as Shabbos, Shabbosoin. There are Yomim Tovim, there are Shabbosois. But something called Shabbos, Shabbos then speaks about the Shvisa of all Shvises. There's a Shvisa in Melacha, there's a Shvisa from the Heyinuyim, we understand Shvisa from Achil and Shtia, etc. That's the ultimate Shvisa. We usually refer to Shvisa as a rest. Here in this case, we'll understand the Losh Shvisa from a language known as Hashova, a returning, a going back. Every Shabbos we return, every Shabbos we have the opportunity to stop Melacha, to stop creative work, to go back to our mokor, to be mizboinen on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mizboinen on the fact that there's a mokor lekabel schoron. Yet once a year, there's something known as Shabbos, Shabbosoin, which is the ultimate of Shvisa. It's the ultimate of all returns. We call it Yuma because it's a specific day of Shabbos, Shabbosoin. We understand that because we have over here this Shvisa, Mei Melocha, Mei Shar Dvarim, Klal Yisrael's Nidmu L'Malachi Ashores. For a moment we think about Malachi Ashores. A Malach is one that has a very specific and unique Shlichus. That's what makes a Malach a Malach. If Klal Yisrael's Nidmu K'Malachi Ashores, aside from the fact that it means that there's a Tahayro, aside from the fact that we're a Zoycha to a Kaporo, whether with Tshuva K'Chachomim or even without Tshuva K'Das Rebbe, nonetheless, we understand that as a malach has a very particular and unique shlichus. It's a day which we have the opportunity to understand that we have to re-find and reconnect to our particular shlichus. No two people are alike, and if I indeed go back to my mokor, it's there that I realize that there's a special job, a special matoro, a special goal that's supposed to be done by me, myself. So to speak, we reset. Starts from the beginning, you reset who we're supposed to be. And it takes place because we're zeichet to this maimit called Lifnei Hashem. Understandably, once we come Lifnei Hashem, we're zeichet to a tahara and a flo'o. And that's basically why this mesecht is called Mesechta Yuma. It is the day. It's a discussion of the melacha. It's a discussion of the avodas hayom kippurim. It's a discussion of the avodas kol adam ve'odam be'oisei yoyim. Hein, what he's mechuyiv to do, and as the last parak tells us about the Isurei Hayoim, this gives us the opportunity to, for real introspection, retrospection, and figure out exactly who we are. That's the Shabbos Shabbosai. At Noimik, we understand that there's a lot more to it. So, Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Gol mi ro'u einecho, ve'al sifrecho kulam yikasevu. Yomim yutzoru veloy echod bohem. Golmi, as Rashi explains to us, speaks about the Bria Sa'olam and Bria Sa'odam when it's still a goylam. It still takes no form. It has not yet come, it hasn't been produced and been formed into its chituch evorim, into all its aspects. Zo einecha, your eyes then saw Golmi. Rashi explains to us, all Yitzurei Olam were just like me. They all were not yet formed. They weren't all made. They were all Kulam Yikasevu. There was written al Sifricha. And then Yomim Yitzoru, v'loy echad bohem. Yomim Yitzoru, we understand days that you formed, your Miyatzer days, v'loy, as it's written in the Pasuk, with an Aleph, v'loy echad bohem. And again, Rashi gives us an understanding, and he says, all Maisi Odom, the Tachlis of his days, were godly in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu, you already made all those days. Kulam yikasevu, yomim yutzaru, v'loy echad bahen. This is from the biggest pleas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a world that has a future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a world that gives us, we have the choices of what to do. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands and knows exactly what will be done. And Rashi's lashon is ve'elohim pilei mif'alos elokim u'mishpat gvurasai. She'asidos gluyim lefon of terem tevayena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it all, and he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says beterem etzercha babeten. Odom explains what Sifra Chakulam Yikasevu. Rashi says again, Sefer told us Odom, Sheher Eisal Odom Arishoin. There was a Sefer that you showed Odom Arishoin. Kulam Yikasevu, Rashi explains, they were written, and Yomim Yitzaru V'loy Echad Bahem. Says the end of the days, many days, that you will create in the future, V'loy with an Aleph, Ho you Adayin Echad Mehem Nivra Mehem. Lefi HaMesayir Shekosav. He says, Loi means not, there was nothing here yet, and yet you know all that was going to happen. And he explains the Fida Mikra, which is the decreeing Siv, which we say, V'loi, with a Vav, Echod V'ahem, he says, Shehu Nikra, V'loi, Kach Perushoi, Yomim Yutzaru. He explains, Her'eyu Yomim Ha'asidim Lehivarois, you showed Adam Rishon days that will be created in the future. L'chelkoi Birer Echod, Es Yom HaShabbos. And to his chelik, you chose one day which is specific and unique to Adam HaRishon. After showing him the entire creation, you showed him one day, and that unique day is Yom HaShabbos. And as she goes, one Reb Shad Dover Acher, Ze Yom HaKippurim L'Slicha. You can simply understand the Tupshat of Rashi. He says, Yomim Yutzaru, you've created many days, and you showed them all to Adam HaRishon. V'asifcha Kulam Yikasevu. But V'loi, you gave him the opportunity to echad bahem. The opportunity could have shown itself koydem achet would have been yom haShabbos. Indeed, v'loy echad bahem. There is one very specific and unique day called Shabbos. Had we been zeicha, we would have entered a Shabbos and would have been yom shekulei toiv, yom shekulei aruch. That would have been the end of all. Involved the ma'aseh bereishis would have ended with the knisa liyom haShabbos. Adam would have been zeicha to everything he needed to have. Dover Acher says Rashi V'loi, what is this one unique day? Say Yom HaKippurim L'Slicha, reference Yom HaKippurim L'Slicha. After Adam HaRishon was Began Eden, he was Sorach, as Chazal tell us, he was Yotze B'Dimus, he was given a second chance, and therefore he was Zeichet to this second day, this more specific day, the day of not just simply Shabbos, but rather Shabbos, Shabbosoin, a day that takes him to the Spitz, to the sea, to the climax of all his makar, even beyond chet, we could be zeichet to yom slicha mechila v'kapora. That is quite a unique day. The Malbim in Tehillim Kuf Lamites explains the pasuk slightly different, and he says, "Gol mi ro'u einecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saw my form as an Adam. That's a tzuras Adam before it's fully developed. V'asif lecha kulam yikasevu." And on your sefer, kulam yikasevu, everything's written out. There's a sefer mitzad echod, and there's odom mitzad sheni, yomim yutzoru. On that sefer is written out all the days you're going to create. Veloy echod bohem. And then looking at odom, and looking at the bria, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the two are mamish the same. Odom has the ability to create and build and keep the world existent. And Achman Laslan Adam is Bekoyach to Chalila, to Mehares, to Memachrev, and to destroy the world completely. Velo Yechad Bahen, as Rashi tells us, could refer to Shabbos. If the world would be perfect, it would be Yom Shekulei Shabbos. But Chalila, because he's Bekoyach to destroy the world, he needs that specific day called Velo Yechad Mehen, Ze Yom HaKippurim Leslicha, because indeed the world and Adam are mirror images. Ein ba'olam, ma'she'ein ba'odam, ve'ein ba'odam, ma'she'ein ba'olam. As we're told, a person is called an olam mole, an olam sholem, an olam katon. We as people are all inclusive to everything that there is in the Bria. And if we do the right thing, we build the Bria. The Bria looks the way it's supposed to look. It's established the way it should be. And if chas v'sholem, we don't, Then we have the Chalila, we're Machriv, we're Maharis de Bria. That's the Veloy Echad Bahem. In Chazal, in Tonad Ve'el Yor Rabba, in Perek Aleph, Chazal indeed take this pasuk and say as follows. Dover Achad. Yomim Yutzaru Veloy Echad Bahem. Days you've created, Veloy, as we said, is a Kriyin Ksiv. Veloy with an Aleph is the way it's Ksiv, and Veloy Lamed Vav is the way it's Kri. Ze Yom HaKippurim Li Yisrael. This refers to Yom HaKippurim to Klal Yisrael. And the Torah of the Yellow continues and says, Lefi Shehoisa Simcha Gedoylo Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenosnu Ba'ava Rabba Li Yisrael. There was a Gevaldi Yisimcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave this day with love to Klal Yisrael. We pause here for a moment and refer to a Goynish Yashim that tells us as follows. In davening, we say every day, Ahava Rabba Aftonu Hashem Alekeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you expressed us an unbelievable Ahava. You gave us Terasenu Hakdoisha. You made us who we are. Techiber Yeseiru Nadas Lehem Shenitna Lehem Kli Chemdo. But he continues and says, Chemlo Gedoylo Viseiru Chamalto Aleinu. Nonetheless, after we were Chayte Be'egel, and you gave us a second chance, you gave us an opportunity again to be zeichet to luchas shnias in Yom Kippurim, and from there to be zeichet to gilui shchina b'seich kol echad ve'echad. We say chemlo gedoylo v'yseiro, chemlo rachmonis rachamim, gedoylo great one, v'yseiro an extra one, chamalta aleinu yurchaimel upon us. Here again, the Tonet Velio refers to the words Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us this day. It was a simcha gedoylo lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He gave this specific day called Yom Kippurim to Klal Yisrael. And Chazal say a fascinating moshul. Moshul lema adover doime, lemelech bosor vedom. A king, shoyu avodah buvnei beisai moitziyem es hazevolim. His avodim, his slaves, the servants, and the members of his household, where Moitzi the Zevel, Umashlichin Oisoi Keneged Pesach Beis HaMelech, and they tossed it in front of the palace, in front of the opening of the palace, Ukesha HaMelech Yoitzei Veroyes HaZevolim Husameach Simcha Gedoyla. When the Melech goes out and he sees the Zevolim, he's unbelievably happy. Fascinating analogy. The one as we would think, that because the Avodim and the Nebayas are tossing Zevolim in front of the Pesach HaMelech, the Pesach Beis HaMelech, it's an Avlo, to dirty the king's palace. On the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see you tossing away your Avlos. I see you tossing away your Chesroinos. I see at this point you're something, you're willing, even in front of me, to get rid of them. The Fnei Hashem Titoru, you're metar yourself standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're misvade bevidui, bevidui godoil, bevidui koton. You're misvade and you say clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chotosi avisi pashati. Kiviyochel, like the Moshe tells us, you're tossing your zevolin lefnei HaMelech, you're standing lefnei HaMelech. It goes on the Medrash and tells us, lekach nidmer Yom HaKippurim. To this, Yom HaKippurim is compared. Shenosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'av rabba u'besimcha. He gave it lovingly and with a lot of simcha. When he's moichel, that is when he's mesalik the zevolim, when he removes all that garbage which is tossed in front of the Pesach HaMelech, ein misatzav bilavavai, there's no atzvus that he has to deal with, avadeseim shal Yisrael, ela somach simcha gedoyla, he's happy with an unbelievable simcha. Lekach nemer, he quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel Kapitel Lamed Vav, where it says as follows, Koy omar Hashem alekim lehorim v'lagvois laafikim v'lageoyois v'lecharovois ashoimimois v'leorim aneazovois ashahoyu levaz ulalag l'sheiris agoyim Hashem Yisov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then announces for all those places, the world at large, everything that exists and everything that there is, he says, what? Boyu v'simchu imi simcha gedoylo. Come, enjoy my simcha. Come and be mesameach with me. A simcha gedoyla together with me, he says. Sha'ani moichel em la'avaneseim shal Yisrael. After all, I had the opportunity now to be meichel the sins of Klal Yisrael. Tanzil continues and says, "Lefikach yehi adam zeicher miyoyim shebochra kadosh bochu ba'avraham avinu ad oisa shah kol toivais utstaka isha osa im Yisrael kol shah v'shah." And he says, so too a person should remember at that point, that day necessarily a person should see to it to remember. From the point that Avraham Avinu came around, and Avraham Avinu made us who we are, and this chusim that we had, and the toivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us, and everything he did from that point of the beginning of Briyas HaOlam up until that very day. And the remembering of those zechroinos is something the pasuk he quotes. The pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "Zechor ele Yaakov v'Yisrael ki avdi ato." Remember this, Yaakov and Klal Yisrael, avdi ato, yitzarticho evedli ato, Yisrael loisi nosheini. Klal Yisrael, don't forget me. And as the pasuk, next pasuk tells us, "Machisi chaof shaecho v'cheonon chateisecho." Shuva elai king al ticho. Pasuk speaks by haflog as to what we are and what we're zeichet to on this very specific day. It's no wonder if that's the case why we're zeichet to a mesichta called mesichta yuma. It is a very specific day. Here we have the opportunity to learn and to be mizboinen to see what's special about the day. What's the avoda sayim? And eventually we'll be zeichet to see what's special about ourselves and what's unique about ourselves, and be zeichet to yimashlin our own personal avoda.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.